Turn phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
Welcome in, Gym Class, coming your way right here on KGYM as we are at 4 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes coming your way. We're going to talk to John Cranton in Las Vegas from GymFi Sports. We will do that here in just a little bit. Also, we will have the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, the penultimate Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. That will be coming up and coming your way here in just a little bit. We'll take a look back at Iowa, Illinois last night, and we'll keep you updated on maybe the biggest debut in world golf history. We'll talk about that when we come back. Gym Class coming your way on KGYM. Greetings, one and all. Gym Class coming your way on a Thursday. A little bit of snowfall on the ground. A lot less than they have in northeast and north central Iowa, that's for sure. Keep that in mind out there. A few slick spots as you're driving around. So please take it easy out there. Give yourself a little extra time and not quite so close behind your fellow driver out there. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn here on the Thursday edition of the show. Just joking, tongue in cheek, about my favorite golfer on the course right now. Also have a Bowling Night in America wrap-up from last night as well. Good afternoon, Mr. Dukes.
Afternoon. Tiger Woods playing in the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines, where he's won, what, 7 or 8 times, Scott? That was the site of a recent U.S. Open, which he won.
That was the big one that he had the duel with Rocco Mediate.
That's right.
Yeah. Right before the knee injury, he won that U.S. Open with the bum knee and then had to take time off for the first time. And that's when this whole thing got started.
Tiger Woods on the course right now on the south course at Torrey Pines. They play one round on the south, one on the north, and then finish up with 2 rounds on the south after the cut. Tiger Woods +1 right now. Bogeyed his first hole and has parred the rest. So actually he's just gone to the ninth. He is at +1. The leader right now, Wee Kim. Wee Kim, -5.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated on Tiger. You thought it was the reincarnation of Arnold Palmer and a young Jack Nicklaus all rolled into one, the way the Golf Channel opened today. You were telling me
that.
He
made quite a deal of it, that's for sure.
Yeah, I get it. He's back. He's the biggest drawing card in golf. I get that. But it's one tournament. So we'll see. And playing with two guys that probably aren't getting trumpeted a lot and probably should be, and world number one Jason Day and player of the year last year, Dustin Johnson, who both got off to kind of a slow start as well. Nobody's really catching fire as far as that threesome is concerned.
They've had a lot of rain in California and has made conditions very soft. I think they're even playing lift clean in place today. Something like 13 inches of rain in the last few weeks.
Yeah, the drought is over, apparently, in Southern California, they're saying. We've got a very interesting Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 coming up later on as well.
Is that what you call it?
I love it. I think it's great. Give me college basketball at any time. Ryler's wondering when the NHL is. People are wondering where Ivy League basketball is, but that's Friday. We got Thursday night basketball. Had Wednesday night basketball last night. And the Iowa Hawkeyes fell to Illinois, never led in the ball game. Illinois jumped out to a 10-0 lead and never looked back. Iowa got it seemingly somewhat close early in the second half, but then Illinois came down, hit 3 successive buckets, and that was all she wrote. Iowa, I believe, missed their first 4 shots. Illinois went 2-3-3, and the rout was on last night.
I don't know of another more descriptive word than pathetic to describe what I saw. I mean, you can't go on the road and play decent. Iowa hasn't done that all year and continually gets behind 8-0, 10-2, whatever it may be. And yes, Iowa's rebounded, even taken the lead in games such as that. But, and I get it, Peter Jock was not healthy. Bohannon was under the weather.
Christian Williams
awful.
Christian Williams played a little bit more than usual because of Bohannon being under the weather. And Peter Jok, and it's a dichotomy out there. Do you play him when he is that? Said earlier in the week he was feeling the best that he has felt in a while. But he came out last night, and I don't know if it came back, jumped back in there. Backs are very fickle, as you know, Mark. As anybody knows out there that have some back problems over the years, it can sneak up on you at any moment, at any time, without any warning. And I think it did a little bit. When Peter Jok is to the side of the lane trying to stretch the back out while free throws are going on, is it more of a hindrance to Iowa that he's in the lineup? I know he wants to be out there. He even said, I got to be out there for my teammates. I admire that, but is he helping out at about 70-75% out there?
I had to wonder. I'm not going to pass judgment because I don't know the severity of the injury and whatnot. I'm sure Jok said, I'm okay, I can play. But at that point, I wondered to myself whether it was beneficial for him to be on the floor. But it wasn't just that. I mean, and I'm getting almost tired of hearing about what a young team this is.
Correct.
They played 20 games already. And how many games do these guys play before, you know, in the high school ranks, AAU ranks?
Right.
They play 60 games a year.
Right. You're hitting a wall a little bit. I think that's probably the case.
There's a sieve on defense a lot.
Yep, last night it was.
Didn't adjust to what was going on at certain times. And, you know, I have to wonder when Jok leaves next year, who's going to be capable of scoring 15, 20 points a game on a semi-regular basis, from what I see right now. I don't know.
319-366-1600, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. What do you think out there? Is this team, are we talking about too young, too much? Your thoughts about Peter Jok's back, things like that out there. Iowa comes home to take on Ohio State on Saturday night. That will be a 7 o'clock tip-off at Carver-Hawkeye Arena.
A team that's playing better.
Yeah. Got the win last night against Minnesota, a good win in Columbus, but still a game I think you got to get. You obviously got to get if you're at home. The Hawkeyes, you know, just going through their schedule, still I still think they can finish over the 500 mark, but things have got to pick up defensively. They got to have a much healthier Peter Jok at this point, and the shooting's got to be much more consistent. And again, these are things with a young basketball team. And I'm gonna take the other side of it. They're still a young team.
And so is 65-62 on the text line. They are young. You may get sick of hearing it, but it's not going to change. Simple as that. Turn on a game, any night in the country, and you're seeing freshmen excel at various colleges. Now, let me back up a little bit. Some of these freshmen for Iowa have excelled in certain games, but the consistency is not there right now, and hence, you know, they get beat by a pretty bad Illinois team. 0056, as an Illini fan watching the game, I can honestly say that was one of the better games they've played this year.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Illinois played very well, and they shot it very well in that game last night and really took it to Iowa. Now, Fran McCaffrey hinted at a lineup change going into the game, did not change the lineup, went with the same five, but then he changed everything in the second half coming out there. Isaiah Moss obviously went into the doghouse a little bit last night, did not play in the second half until the very end. You did not see Dale Jones. It was still an 11-man rotation, basically, for the Hawkeyes. But Nicholas Bear, Ryan Creener, they were out there in the second half a lot more. Bohannon was out there as well, even though he was a little bit under the weather last night. But there's going to be I think everything is up for grabs here for the next 48 hours for Iowa as far as a starting five is concerned. Except for Peter Jok if he is healthy and ready to go, which I hope he is.
I think Bohannon is probably going to be pretty safe in that regard.
Christian Williams.
How old do you have to be to play defense?
Oh, Mark.
How old do you have to be to make a free throw? 7 out of 16 last night.
That's not going
to
cut it.
That's concentration, is it not?
That's not going to cut it. And it's not the old Orange Crush days at Assembly Hall or whatever they're calling it these days. It's not the it's not the viciousness of Iowa, Illinois back in the day when you were still had in the back of your mind Deion Thomas and Bruce Pearl and everything that went on with that, with the big rivalry between the two. And the Illini kids coming over dressed as Iowa kids and then at the tip-off taking off the black and gold, and there's a whole section of orange and black. You don't have those Orange Crush days anymore. I miss that. They were a great student section. They're still there somewhat, but not like the old days. Not like 15, 10 years ago.
No, and the program isn't where it was either 10, 15 years ago.
No, no.
So,
does John Gross keep keep his job? I think that's the big question in Champaign right now.
I know a lot of folks over there are wondering that. Listen, that Iowa may be have an excellent team in a year or two. You know, that remains to be seen. But what I'm seeing out there right now is not really pleasing to the eye.
Well, and without Peter Jock right now, this team needs Peter Jock. They have to have Peter Jock out there. And it's a shame. I feel bad for Peter because, you know, 2 weeks ago before this back injury flared up, I really believe he was on his way to possibly becoming the Big Ten MVP. And that's probably gone out the window now. Even though I know during the broadcast last night, they put up a graphic that showed in their estimation on BTN, the top five candidates for Big Ten Player of the Year, and he was still up there. But you got, Melo Trimble up there, guys like that, and probably going to pass Peter Jack, especially if that back keeps acting up on it.
Couple texts in regard to freshman Tyler Cook. David says, I think Cook would benefit from coming off the bench. Michael in Cedar Rapids, I think we need to stop forcing the ball to Tyler Cook. Tyler's hands and ball skills, and finishing skills for that matter, aren't that great. If he's not dunking, he doesn't have much game at this point.
He's one that has to work on the free throw shooting.
25-23, does success on offense lead to success on defense? Yes, I think it can go both ways.
I think so, yeah, absolutely.
Last night, Iowa couldn't get anything going in the half court. And as 7960 said, how many layups and chippies did they miss?
Yeah, quite a bit in there. A couple bright spots. I thought Nicholas Bear played another good game. Another Nicholas Bear game last night. In spurts, I thought Ahmad Wagner was pretty good last night. And I was talking about Christian Williams, and it's very interesting because it seems like there's one moment where he just has a play that just makes you go, wow. And then the next moment, he over-penetrates and gets caught in the baseline and just throws the ball away. And there's your inconsistency again. And that's why this team is one game under 500 right now in the Big Ten. Got to be more consistent, even in a year that the Big Ten is as topsy-turvy. At least it's not East Lansing. How in the world? You tell me. In this, and it is a product of this day and age. It's a product of the social networking. It's a product of what have you done for me in the last 5 minutes. How can people be on Tom Izzo? Okay, how many Final Fours would you like? Yeah. I mean, that is just crazy talk up there in East Lansing. People wanting, even talking about the possibility of Tom Izzo leaving the Michigan State basketball program. That's crazy.
Well, that's insane.
Would any college in America take Tom Izzo? Then you got Coach K. That's been highly publicized today down in Durham. That he's taking away all the Duke paraphernalia to his team, which was preseason number one by a mile.
Shirts, hats, sweatshirts.
Absolutely.
Anything that says Duke on it.
Can't wear it. Can't wear it. Not letting him into the locker room. He's a little K'd off at this point.
Says his team is not doing things that is representative of Duke basketball. Therefore, you don't deserve to wear anything that says Duke on it.
That's the way he's taking care of it. Tigers made the turn at 1-over-37. Hit 4 of 7 fairways.
27-23 with a Kirk Ferentz-like reference to the Iowa basketball team.
Uh-oh.
They are what they are.
Oh, I thought he was going to throw, well, that's just basketball. Out there. 319-366-1600, 18 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. We're going to talk to John Cranton coming up here in just a little bit and talk about some NCAA basketball, a little bit of NBA, and some early Super Bowl numbers. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Some more news of the day. North Dakota, University of North Dakota, has announced that they are going to be changing conferences, and they will become members of the Summit League coming up in 2018 in every sport except football, Mark, where they are going to join the Missouri Valley Football Conference and be the 11th member of the best conference in FCS football. Starting in 2020, North Dakota will be in there. So all four of the Dakotas will now be in there.
You can't have an unbalanced league, can you?
Well, Big Ten did it for years.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Well, it's going to make for tough scheduling, because you're going to have 8 or 9 league games, and you're not going to play a couple teams there. So the champion could be determined by the fact that, well, maybe you don't play a North Dakota State 1 year, or maybe you don't play a South Dakota or an Illinois State or whatever that may be.
Makes the league that much tougher. I mean, North Dakota isn't what North Dakota State is, but still very strong football.
Yeah, they're not bad. They are not bad. And they will make that league bigger and better. And happy birthday going out to Mr. Baseball today, Bob Uecker. It is the Brewer announcer's birthday today. So good to see him out there, and good to see him. And if you want a good laugh today, just take in some Major League references, Major League stuff on the YouTube out there.
The Oliver Martin watch still goes on after Jim Harbaugh was at Martin's house and school yesterday.
Did you hear all the, and I don't know if they're substantiated. I know the guys try to get people from West to call. Some kids, if they saw Harbaugh or how he was acting at school. I heard a few rumors in the fact that he kind of took over the place. There's a shocker.
Yeah.
Alex is shaking his head. Yeah, that is definitely the truth.
Well, the news today is that...
Don't let school get in the way of your recruiting, you know. Don't let the everyday happenings at West High get in the way of what you want to get done.
Word today that Martin is going to visit Michigan this weekend.
True. And Ohio State and Urban Meyer are going to be in contact. Iowa's also in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Ferentz, Brian Ferentz. Probably Reese Morgan, former Iowa City West coach, going to be involved in that a little bit, I would think, as well. And probably the full court press. To try to get Oliver Martin to stay here in Iowa City. But he definitely is the top wide receiver in the country as far as who is left out there. All right, we will take a break, come back. 21 minutes, make it 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock. John Cranton in the wings. He's waiting patiently. We're going to talk with him from Jim Fice Sports in Las Vegas. Much more to come. It is a Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Scott, Mark, and Alex with you, coming your way here on KGYM Sports.
More of what you want for less than you'd expect. And Denny Z has it at the Westdale Used Car Superstore.
We're heading into 2017 with right at 2,000 used cars, trucks, vans, SUVs.
Including year-end trade-ins and early lease returns. Now let's talk price.
Budget buys from $6,000, an incredible selection under $10,000, and that includes all makes and models, imports, and domestics.
If you don't shop the Westdale Used Car Superstore, it could cost you thousands.
Get at least $2,000 for your trade. Buy with zero down, payments from $109 a month, and always guaranteed credit approval. You know what these pre-owned perks mean?
Nicer, newer car for the new year.
For way less money.
The savings start here. The Westdale Used Car Superstore, right behind Walmart at Wiley and 33rd Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids.
Savings all the time. McGrathAuto.com. Click specials.
So I recently got superhero powers.
Kapow!
From high interest checking.
Blam!
I stopped by Midwest One.
Whap!
And opened a power checking account.
Phew!
I get high interest, ATM refunds,
Phew!
No service fees.
Wow!
Yeah. It's nice.
Puka lucka kapow! Feel the superpowers of power checking. Visit MidwestOne.com where you're the one. Qualifications apply, member FDIC.
Things you love to hear. The IRS called and you overpaid. Your boss is giving you a raise. And the winter sale is on at Holly Shop for Men. The giant winter sale at Holly Shop for Men will save you up to 50% on quality fashion outerwear, suit shirts and ties up to 50% off, and up to 70% on casual pants, sports shirts, and sweaters. Tons of dress slacks and dress shirts on sale. It's quality savings. It's what you deserve. I tell you more, but I gotta get to Holly's for the big winter sale. Holly Shop for Men, Lindale Mall.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Welcome back. 24 passing hour at 3 o'clock. Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM for this Thursday edition of the show. Coming up tomorrow, Kevin Lehman's going to join us, and we're going to talk college basketball with Kevin. The Missouri Valley, you and I, my goodness, fourth straight win for the Panthers. They lead wire to wire against Evansville. As the Panthers come away with the victory, they go to Red Hot Drake coming up on Saturday afternoon at the Knapp Center in Des Moines. And they are playing much better basketball over there in Des Moines right now. So those two teams try. UNI is moving up the pecking order. Drake is trying to get away from that first night at the Missouri Valley Tournament at Arch Madness down in St. Louis when the 7 plays the 10 and the 8 plays the 9. Drake is trying to get out of that night and getting things done.
Drake's at 5-4 in the league.
Yeah.
And UNI stands 4-5, 9-11 overall.
Yeah. Plenty of work to be done, but still, they're both picking things up here. We're going to pick things up with John Cranton from Jim Fies Sports at Jim Fies Sports on Twitter. And check them out on the web as well as John joins us here at 3:25 on a Thursday. How you doing, John?
Gentlemen, I'm doing good other than getting the ice scraper out of the glove compartment this morning because there was ice all over the windshield, and no joke, I couldn't drive, so I guess I'm not that far from Cedar Rapids, you might think.
Well, we got a little winter overnight as well, a little dusting of snow out there, so, hey, misery loves company, right?
Yeah, I know, it rarely happens. I couldn't believe it. I had to look forward and turn the heat on, and I couldn't move. I couldn't see out of my windshield. This is like the old days. How did that happen?
John, let's go to the Big Ten. Tonight's action, Indiana and Michigan get together, clumped right in the middle of that Big Ten, or at least towards the middle, upper middle of the Big Ten Conference standings. What do you have here?
Well, we got some early public money from last night and this morning. Michigan opened 2, and now they're a 4-point favorite, so they like the home court in this one. I kind of like this Indiana team, a nice 14-6 run, 3 straight wins in a row here. And the one drawback is not very good on the road, and just 1-2 in true road games. But still, you got James Plackman, and you got Thomas Bryan in the front court, playing very well off a nice win over Michigan State. Indiana, no problem with offense. They lead the Big Ten in scoring over 84 points per game, and they're also tops in shooting over 49% as a team. Their last road game played pretty well at Penn State, getting a win 78-75. And then you got this Michigan team that has a decent record of 13-7, but kind of an inconsistent team, and that's surprising when you got a couple of seniors leading the way, and Irvin and Walton in the backcourt, and even DJ Wilson is a junior. I think veteran teams would be a little more consistent. And the last 7 games, just 3-4 record. They come off a win over Illinois at home, 66-57. But it's a team that's very difficult to predict as far as what style they're going to run. The game before that, they were at Wisconsin, 10-point underdog. Played pretty good defense, but lost 68-64. And the previous game at home was a shootout. They beat Nebraska, scoring 91 points. So they're not only inconsistent with wins and losses, but it's difficult to predict which style they're going to attempt to play. So the way I'm going to look at this game is this Michigan team, they don't play well when stepping up against winning teams, just 2-10 against the Vegas number, and here it is at -4. Indiana has matched up very well, 19-7, the Hoosiers are against the spread when they face this Michigan team. And the Wolverines, when they're in the role of favorite, they can play a lot of high-scoring games, 19-7 over the total. And that's how I'm going to look at tonight's game. I see both going up-tempo, mentioned Indiana tops in the Big Ten, so in scoring. So I'm going to look at a close one, but a lot of points here tonight and a fun one. I'll go with 78-76 either way in a shootout.
Ah, very close one right there. We will file that away, Mark. And we'll talk about another game we're going to pick here in just a little bit. It's the Battle of the Queen City, and there's been some bad blood in this this series over the last few years, including a fight. They thought they were going to stop the series, but they are continuing it. They're going to play again tonight. Xavier and Cincinnati, both in the top 25, should be a heck of a game.
Yeah, and the line movement has been quite a bit on this game, from 3 to 5 and down to 4. It's been all over the place. The total is now up to 138. This is not a conference game. It's the inner-city rivalry game, as you mentioned. Longtime rivals. You got the Big East here against the American. And Xavier, you know, they're on a 1-3 run here, including a 3-game losing streak, but that was a brutal part of the schedule. They finally broke the losing slump against Villanova, Butler, and Creighton by beating Georgetown on Sunday. They had 3 players scoring in double figures, plus they can play strong defense. They're also a terrific free-throw shooting team that helps if the games are going to be close. Haven't done very well, though, away from home, 1-4 record. They are very good as far as low-scoring games with that defense, particularly in non-conference games, 11-5 under the total. And then you get the Cincinnati team. Boy, what a year Mark Cronin's group is having here. 19 straight wins at home, 17-2 for the season overall, including 10 consecutive wins. They got the senior guard, Trey Culpin, leading the way. Last few games, 50 assists and only 10 turnovers, so they can control the ball extremely well. Their backcourt play is important now in this time of the year, as well as March, which is just around the corner. They haven't really played a difficult schedule. One thing I look at is when this winning streak started, well, the loss that they had was to Butler, 75-67. Well, the Xavier team they're playing tonight, they also played Butler very recently, and it was a close game, 83-78. That was at Butler, and Xavier was a 4-point underdog. So all of which tells me this is going to be a pretty close game. And I'm also going to take a look at a fierce defensive game between these rivals. Cincinnati is an incredible team when it comes at slowing the pace down in non-conference game. They're 44-16 under the total. And just look at last year's game. Xavier won 65-55, even though they shot over 48% from the field. So that just shows you how slow the tempo can be. And with two very good teams, I'm kind of looking at that tonight. So I think the total here is kind of high of 138. I'm looking at maybe a 66-64 close game, but don't look for a lot of offense in this one.
John, we don't talk a whole lot about the NBA, but you've got some information about the Indiana Pacers and Minnesota Timberwolves playing tonight in Minnesota. Indiana with a better record, but the statistics on the season look fairly even. The thing I look at, Indiana's pretty poor on the road.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, here's a game where line went from 4 down to 3 now on Minnesota, the home team, and both teams are playing in different directions right now. The Pacers, 6-15 on the road, and they lost 3 in a row. So what Coach Nate McMillan is doing is he's been trying to juggle the lineups just to get the offense more consistent. We saw Paul George, the shooting guard, in Monday's game against the Knicks. They gave up 109 points in the loss, and that really was what stands out to me during this 3-game losing streak, giving up 108, 109, and 109 points. Guys, you got to bring that defense on the road, not just at home, and that's part of their problems, 3-9 against the spread when they head out on the road. And then you got this Minnesota team, new coach here, and Tom Thibodeau, who's known for defense, and we are seeing significant improvement. They're now 12th in the NBA in points allowed. However, it's a young team, and they're 27th in field goal shooting defense. So it's going to take a while for these young kids to learn the totality of playing defense. But, boy, great pieces to work with here with Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins. Very strong offensively. They come off a 3-game winning streak here with the Clippers and the Nuggets. And then a win over the Phoenix. And one thing is, Chavez Muhammad has been off the bench providing some pretty solid points here with 18 points per game the last two meetings, or last two games. And he's a guy who we're very familiar with here in Vegas. He went to school here and was a star standout player. UNLV, we all thought he was going to go there until he jumped down to UCLA. But it's nice to see him shooting exceptionally well these last two games, 15 of 23. See if he can keep that hot sheet streak going. With the defensive struggles of Indiana, though, on the road, that's the way I'm going to look at this game. When these teams play, the over is 13-4. Minnesota still not quite there defensively, but they can get it up and the offense going. And we have a high total here of just 211, and I think it's going to go over that. So I'll go with Minnesota 110-106, but a lot of points in what should be a fun NBA matchup tonight.
John Krant joining us at 3:33 from Las Vegas as we talk with him each Thursday here on the Gym Class. All right, we're just a little bit over a week away from Super Bowl 51. The Patriots will be taking on the Atlanta Falcons. What's the early vibe anyway, as far as the Super Bowl in Las Vegas, where it's always, it seems like it's always Super Bowl Sunday, but this is a biggie.
Yeah, and the public really has spoken on both the side and the total, even this early on the game. Saw some early 2.5s on the Patriots. Well, that's gone. The Patriots now 3-point favorite, and they're even edging it up to -3 and -115, meaning you have to lay a little more if you want the Patriots at 3. And what that tells you is they're getting some money on the Patriots, and they're kind of afraid to move it to 3.5. And I don't expect to see that over the next week, because if they do, if there's 3.5, the sharp guys are going to come in with big money on the +3.5 on Atlanta. So they'll probably leave it. It's probably a good number here of 3. The total has also moved up. Here's an indoor game with a total of 59, opening now up to 59. So fans are expecting a high-scoring game, and that's one of the themes for this game, because you know, you can look at it as the new kids on the block in Atlanta, having never won the Super Bowl against the old veterans here. And it's also a return in a sense of the flashy offense. I mean, just think back to last year's Super Bowl. Carolina defense was very talented, great defensive numbers. Of course, Denver, that's all they could do was a swarming, dominant defense, and it was a game where we didn't see a lot of points. Well, the odds makers are telling you not so this year. A total of 59, are both teams going to get to be hit 30 points? Well, yeah, they certainly could. But one thing that I looked at was the last time these two teams played, Matt Ryan against Brady. Okay, it was 3 years ago, back in 2013, but the game was indoors at Atlanta. Patriots had 448 yards. Matt Ryan and the Falcons had more than that, 457. Now, that's a lot of yards by both these guys that you would expect. And yet, we didn't have that high-scoring game. It was high-scoring 30-23, the Patriots won, but that's still 53 points. And the Vegas odds for this Super Bowl are telling you 59, even more scoring than that. It's like an awful lot. And keep in mind, in that game that I just mentioned, there was no Rob Gronkowski. He was injured, and there was no Danny Amendola. So Brady still didn't have all his weapons, and he scored a lot of points. But the early money here says that we're going to see slightly into the Patriots, but a lot of offense. How are you guys looking at this early betting numbers?
I think it's going to be very very flowing up until even the day of the game, because you're going to have people that are going to jump on the Matt Ryan bandwagon. Then people are going to realize, oh, Bill Belichick, 2 weeks. Oh, which is kind of the way I'm thinking right now. I'm done underestimating the Patriots. They got lacrosse players coming out there and getting 180 yards. I'm done underestimating Bill Belichick. I want to see the Falcons win, but I'm in the Patriots' corner.
Belichick always does a good job taking away the opponents' favorite thing to do and most successful thing to do. But what would that be, Julio Jones or Devontae Freeman? I mean, both are very effective.
I think it's going to be Julio Jones. Just he's such a weapon. And Malcolm Butler, their quick corner, I could see him playing Sanu one-on-one, and their run defense is very good. So Atlanta's probably going to have to pass, and if he can double-team Julio Jones, that probably would be the way to go. The thing, though, for defensively, is the Patriots have a good defense. Atlanta's defense statistically really bad, and we haven't seen that in these two playoff games. But we saw teams during the regular season score a ton of points on the Falcons D. So it's a young unit. They did draft speed, and they can rush the passer. That's the plus for it. But boy, they give up 4.5 yards per rush, one of the worst, bottom 10 in the NFL. And the Patriots have a balanced offense. So that's the circle that I'm going to look at over the next week is, can this Atlanta defense hang with Brady? And if they can't, boy, that's going to put a lot of pressure on Matt Ryan.
John, I wonder if you can envision the day that Las Vegas has an NFL team, and what are really folks out there in the desert think about the whole concept?
Everybody's sky high for it. They passed the papers for the Raiders coming and be a couple of years, but it's in the works to build the stadium. A lot of the money has already been put up from private sector investors. And then you got a city of just 1.8 million when you count Green Valley and Summerlin. So the base is here. And then there's the added extra thing about, people want to come to Vegas for vacation spots. So the team that they're playing, they can come in. That's going to help tourism. The base here is already favored toward the California teams, such as Los Angeles or San Francisco, Oakland area. So having Oakland here you got a pretty good West Coast fan base. So I think it's win-win all around. And everybody I talk to, a lot of people, they're fired up to see it, and they will go to see games and buy season tickets. So I think it's a plus adventure all around.
Well, John, we look forward to next week every year because it's our prop bet bonanza. Which we
about 400 props I'm going to send you.
Oh my gosh. Well, we'll have fun with that, and we'll talk a lot about the Super Bowl coming up next week, and by that time Vegas will be overrun by the usual horde of football fans that enjoy watching the Super Bowl out there, but it'll be fun.
That's right. Yeah, the props are coming in tonight and tomorrow. I'll send you guys that, and there'll be about 400 of them, so go ahead and digest them, and then next Thursday we can pick if you want to pick 4 or 5, and you can sweep the board again.
Give us an early look, John, and also give us a free play if you've got one, and tell us about Jim Feist Sports.
Sure, that Indiana-Michigan game. Yes, I see a high-scoring game here, Indiana-Michigan over the total. If you want to go to get free stats on games, you can go to jimfeist.com, or you can just call a free pick recorded number with free plays every day, 888-294-1970, or go to jimfeist.com.
Hey, John, appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Hope it gets warmer for you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. We'll see you then.
All right, John Cranton, joining us from Las Vegas, Nevada, here on the Gym Class on KGYM. A reminder, coming up a week from this Saturday, that's February the 4th, it's going to be our annual National Signing Day special here on KGYM. We look forward to it each and every year. Rob Howe of Hawkeye Nation will be here, Todd Brommelkamp, myself. It's presented by the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. It'll be 10 until noon next Saturday, February the 4th. And again, it's brought to you by Coach's Corner, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard, in the Walden Square. And looking forward to that. We'll talk Iowa. We'll talk with some of the recruits themselves. We'll go over Iowa State recruiting. We'll go over UNI recruiting, Big Ten, Big 12, nationally, whatever the case may be. So should be fun.
22-26 on the text line with a novel idea in regards to recruiting. Can we get Tim DeWhite to tell Oliver Martin what it's like to be a star wide receiver for your home team?
Yeah, well,
He had an NFL career. Arrington left Washington for Big Blue and was a no-show in the NFL.
No,
Adrian had some injuries.
Adrian had injuries, and Adrian was he was with the Saints for a while. It's not easy to make the National Football League,
right,
ladies and gentlemen. So Adrian did fine. Adrian did fine out there. Hey, one thing to pass along, the brand new girls high school basketball rankings are out for the first time in their history. The Marion girls are number one.
Mm.
So congratulations to Corby Lauby and the Marion Indians, as Pella lost to Indianola over the weekend, and Marion moves up to number one. So good for them.
They know how to win with a young team.
Yes, they do. And Tiger has made a birdie, ladies and gentlemen. First birdie in 523 days. And he's got another 10-footer for another birdie.
Mm.
Oh. Come on, Mark, say it. Say it. Everybody was saying it. Last time he was on the PGA Tour, every time there was a birdie, he's
back.
All right. We will we'll take a short break, come back. We're going to let you know how Bowling Night in America went last night. Week number 20 of the Evergreen League when we return after this here in KGYM.
Some people make resolutions. But at your Marion Used Car Superstore, we're making promises. With nearly 2,000 pre-owned vehicles, budget buys under $6,000, and guaranteed credit approval, it's a promise. A nicer, newer car for way less money at your Marion Used Car Superstore. Every trade-in from year-end sales. Name your model. We've got it. BMWs, Chevys, Fords, Hondas, Kias, Jeeps, Toyotas, work trucks, four-wheel drives, family vans, luxury cars. Your Marion Used Car Superstore. Join us Saturdays. You could win the Super Cash Giveaway. And don't let bad credit put you in a corner. We have lenders ready right now. Financing's available. And with guaranteed credit approval, everyone can buy. The savings start here with payments from $109 a month. Buy with zero down. The Marion Used Car Superstore. 7th Avenue and Blairs Ferry Road across from Thomas Park. Online, McGrathAuto.com. Click specials.
The Winter Rethink Kitchen and Bath event is going on now at the Home Depot. And the Delta Porter Center Set Bath Faucet is on sale at a new, lower price, just $79. Its oil-rubbed bronze finish and curved spout bring a touch of old-world elegance without an extravagant price tag. The Delta Porter Faucet, now just $79, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, valid through March 9th.
Timing is everything, and right now is a great time to get great deals on a certified pre-owned Honda at the Honda Dream Deal Sales Event, going on now. Well-qualified buyers can receive 1.9% APR financing on select Honda certified pre-owned vehicles, so you can feel good about driving KBB.com's 2016 Best Value brand. The Honda Dream Deal Sales Event is happening now. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See dealer for financing details based on 2016 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
As any sports fan knows, nothing feels better than winning. And right now, when you come to Applebee's for lunch, you could win big with their all-in burger meal deal.
Come into Applebee's and try one of their all-in burgers with fries and a bottomless Pepsi for just $9.99.
You could win the chance to produce Mike and Mike for a day.
You could also score great instant win prizes, including a free all-in burger meal deal and pro sports tickets.
Hurry, because this deal won't last long.
Only at Applebee's.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM. Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Back with you at 3:44. We're going to get the panel together for the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 coming up here in just a couple moments. But we acquiesced to our fearless leader and secretary, Mike Hoskins, who said, you better not talk about bowling until after 3:30 tomorrow. So, Mike, this is for you, buddy. We are going to talk bowling. Bowling Night in America wrap-up brought to you by May City Bowl.
I heard all eyes were on Hoskins that last game.
Yes, they were. Huh? Started off with eight big X's out there, and then a split. Then he said he gutted that middle pin, he said.
Good for him.
Mike's words, not mine. Gutted that middle pin. And ended up with a split. But, yeah, he had a nice night last night. It's brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids.
Hoskins, not the only one with a nice night. Scott Unas, late getting home after last night's action as he had to undergo drug testing. after shooting a 689.
Yeah.
Second high series ever for young Scott Unas. 689.
It was a 700 was in sight.
Come on, you ended the season averaging 178 last year. You were at 195. It's gotten into you.
Those off season, you know, OTAs have really paid off so far. I had one open. I had a 4.7 and just tapped the four, but not hard enough for it to come down and stayed up.
Good for you. Great series leading the way to a. Big, big victory over our rivals, the Pin Pals. Thus, we retain the May City Bowl Schmedium jacket.
Satin jacket.
Where did it hang last night during the competition?
It hung. We were lucky enough to have one of the alleys next to one of the poles. So we just hung it right on the pole.
Perfect.
So everybody could see it as they came up to bowl last night. It was nip and tuck. We won the first game by 75, but they came back and won game two by 63. When with about frame seven, it was nip and tuck in the third game, and we were getting a little nervous. But we owned frame 9 and 10, and they did not own frame 9 and 10, and it kind of went one-sided there at the end.
Well, excellent night. Glad to hear. Won 3 out of 4 points, up to 48 wins, 36 losses. In third place, one game back of second. Congrats go out to Mike Robinson with the high game of the night, 279. Roger Taylor, high series, 733. Only two 700s last night. Robinson with a 724. And UNAS, fourth best series on the night.
Fourth best.
How about that?
I beat Marcus, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
That doesn't happen very often.
May never happen again.
May never happen again.
Anyway,
just kidding, Marcus. I'm just kidding.
Second half of the season, we're well into it at Evergreen League at May City Bowl. And thanks, as always, to May City. Great hosts out there, not only for our league, for open bowling, company parties, birthday parties, what have you. Give them a call to inquire, 362-0136, or visit the website at maycitybowlcr.com.
Now I take a week off and I'm going to lose it all. Had four straight sixes, which is good for me.
Bowl for me.
No.
I've only had two straight.
No. No. We're fine.
All right.
We're fine. We had a great time last night, though. Great time last night. All right. We will take a break, come back. Panel will assemble, and we will have the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. So stay with us. More to come after this. It is Gym Class on KGYM. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
We're rocking the new year in the all-new showroom at McGrath Kia. Take your pick, $199 down, $199 a month. New 2016 Kia Soul or Kia Forte 5, $199 down, $199 a month at the all-new McGrath Kia. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality by J.D. Power. Bankruptcy, divorce, repossession, ha! Lose those bad credit blues and take control at McGrath Kia. McGrath Kia has arranged $5 million from local lenders to put you in a new Kia Soul or Forte 5. Your choice. $199 down, $199 a month. Grand opening of the all-new McGrath Kia in Hiawatha. McGrathKia.com.
You should be driving a Kia from McGrath Kia, from McGrath Kia.
Available on new 2016 Soul Base or Forte 5. $199 month lease for 39 months with approved credit. $199 down plus tax, title, license, and dealer fee. No security deposit required. Offer expires in a month. For J.D. Power award information, visit JDPower.com.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game. Work through a scattered thunderstorm or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough. And sold only at AutoZone. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
3:50 back with you on the Thursday edition of the program. Kevin Lehman will join us coming up tomorrow. APC comes your way next here on KGYM from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. We've got a girls high school basketball game on 106.3 FM for you tonight. Jeff Downing will be down at Solon. It'll be the Spartans entertaining Dyersville Beckman, the Blazers, me and Solon, and we'll have it for you beginning at around 7:30 tonight right here in KGYM. It's like Thanksgiving dinner, Todd. The family is all together again.
Well, close. We've got one estranged member of the family who's not showing up at this point, but we'll touch base with him and get his picks at a later date. He's got a lot on his plate.
Literally
and figuratively.
True that.
This day. So we'll get Sean's picks down the road. I'm not ready to concede, but I take a little umbrage to the fact that you have accused me of being an obstructionist by not releasing the games that we'll be picking until just a few hours before we do the picks, as if I'm somehow trying to run interference and keep you guys from winning.
Well, unless you have more than six picks next week, it's over. It's over, isn't it?
It's never over.
15-game lead with 12 games to pick?
I would ask if it was over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor, but every time that reference gets made, people don't get that it's from a movie. And then you get people texting, and you get people tweeting.
This is Japanese.
And they, yes, they want to point out, thank you very much.
Good.
Animal House.
Gracious.
Look what you've done.
Look what you've done. All right. This is the
fourth highest total in the league last night, Scott?
I was, yes, and I may have been drug tested afterwards.
Oh, you're going to, yeah, you got some people waiting for you in the parking lot next Wednesday night. I would.
Marcus
Mitz and a couple people with a tire iron. I would watch out, Tanya Harding.
I'm going to get galoolied.
Yeah. Is that still a verb?
I guess. I just made one. I just did.
We have some college basketball games to pick tonight, gentlemen. And congratulations to Alex Kuhn, who was the winner last week in the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. We're going to start by picking, I believe this is the College of Charleston.
Yes, it is.
and not Charleston Southern, but the College of Charleston taking on Towson. Now, back in my day...
I was just going to say...
Back in my day when I had a little bit of a gambling issue, I used to subscribe to a service.
The Rain Man?
That wasn't the Rain Man. But I paid money to a tout, a service that would release like one or two plays a day. And they would always rate it on a scale of 1 to 5 stars, and they give you the whole rigmarole. And I don't know what it was. They were based on the East Coast. But most of their 5-star plays involved Towson.
Ah.
And I will just say this. The rest of their picks were garbage. But if they moved on a Towson game, you moved on the Towson game. And let's just say they knew something.
It wasn't
someone.
It wasn't the guy at Tampa, was it?
No, it wasn't Shades. It was not Shades. So Towson is a 2-point favorite tonight at home against the College of Charleston, C of C.
I'll go with Towson at home.
He's moving things.
Towson, I believe, is in the Baltimore area. I could be wrong on that, but I'm going to go with Towson just for old time's sake.
I like that.
Towson was a 12-point favorite, and they would call the loss outright. They would just say, take whatever team they were playing.
That
and
somehow
they would nail it.
That somehow strikes as a little peculiar.
But. Tyler, speaking of striking things peculiar.
I'm digging your story. Give me Townsend all day.
Digging my own grave is the only thing anybody in here is digging. We'll get Sean's picks at some point in time. Scott?
The College of Charleston's a good basketball team. I believe 15 wins. I will take them getting points, and they've already won the first time around in this series. So I will take College of Charleston.
Only you would know that, UNASH.
Well, Brent would have known it if he were here, but he's not.
My second favorite candy bar is the Charleston Chew. You know what that is, right, Todd?
Yeah, it's right below the zero bar on the ranking of, well,
ooh,
no.
I forgot about the zero bar.
I was just
saying. Maybe it's three.
Yeah.
God's name.
The Pearson's Nut Roll. Well, now we're in chaos.
Now we have now gone down a rabbit hole.
Mark is going to have to reevaluate his entire life now. BYU is at Santa Clara tonight. BYU is a 4-point favorite, and I put this game on here because at one point in time, the highlight of my career, and I use career in air quotes, I once hit a 10-point parlay, a 10-team parlay, and Santa Clara was one of the legs on the parlay. So I had to put Santa Clara in here tonight. BYU is a 4-point favorite, and I say why not? BYU.
Tyler. Hello.
Here's my problem with always latching on to UC Santa Barbara is...
Oh, this is Santa Clara.
Santa Clara. Santa Clara, I misspoke. The old alma mater of the one Steve Nash. Is that every time I think that they're going to be bouncing around in their conference and making a run for March, they always slip up. If they bite me one more time, I'll bounce. But last chance, they have a chance to make things right. I'll take Santa Clara.
I thought this was... I sent a theme to today's edition of the Carl Nerney's Pick 6.
Just the first two. The first two.
Todd's betting past.
Everybody always has a couple teams that warm the cackles of their heart.
I believe Kurt Rambis is also a Santa Clara. I may be wrong on that. Iowa played Santa Clara one year in the NCAA tournament.
87, I saw it.
Absolutely. Yeah. That is not this Santa Clara team. BYU will win big.
Why in the world are you doing a 10-team parlay? That is nuts.
I had a little bit of an issue.
Was Towson in there?
You could cash on 9 out of 10, couldn't you?
Ever turn $10 into $2,000 in one night? It's a hell of a feeling.
Saw an episode of Andy Mayberry last night, and Clara was in it, so give me Clara.
Interesting
great
strategy,
pick,
Mark.
I like the home team. Give me Santa Clara.
We move into teams people have actually heard of at this point. Cincinnati hosting Xavier tonight in a battle of Ohio teams. The Bearcats are a 4-point favorite, Tyler.
Cincinnati. My, have I had some long nights in your great city. You know what? Liked what I saw out of them, even though it was a sloppy game when they took on Steve Prohm and the Clones this year. I'm going to stay with the Bearcats. But no cinnamon in my chili, please.
Yeah, that's a staple in the Queen City.
These two teams don't like each other.
Yeah, these teams hate each other. This group of Cincinnati seniors, in air quotes, have never beaten Xavier, and they want to do it. I will take the Bearcats, throwing the four at home.
You bring the knowledge, I'll go with you. Xavier.
Thank you, Mark. That's a teammate.
Oh, no, you said Xavier.
He said Xavier.
No, I said Cincinnati.
Right, but Mark just said Xavier.
I'm sorry. Oh. I misinterpreted you. I want Xavier.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that's not a teammate right there, Ricky Bobby.
I'm going to go once again with the home team. Give me Cincinnati.
I'm going to go with Xavier, just because I remember Xavier McDaniel for the Seattle Supersonics back in the day. North Carolina is at home tonight hosting Virginia Tech. The Tar Heels are favored by 15 points. And since this is Sean's pick, we'll start with you, Scott.
All right. With all due respect to my good friend Marcus Page, North Carolina will win, but it will not be by that margin. I'll take Buzz Williams and Virginia Tech to keep it somewhat close.
Nope. I'll take North Carolina in a rout.
Agreed. Give me North Carolina.
I will take North Carolina as well.
Never been a Buzz Williams fan, even when he was showing off that dome in Marquette.
I'm
gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be honest with you right now. I just took a look at the overall standings. I really wanted to take Virginia Tech in this game, but I have to start picking the opposite of you, Scott, if I'm gonna have any chance of running you down. So give me the Tar Heels, and I just hope that it's 16 or more.
All right, couple Big Ten games tonight. Indiana is on the road at the Chrysler Arena taking on Michigan. The Wolverines are favored by 4. Scott will double up with you.
Awesome. I'm going to go with John Cranton in this one. Close game. He calls for that one, and he calls for a high-scoring affair. Even though they're beat up, I'll take Indiana on the road getting 4 points.
I'll take Indiana as well.
Make that a clean sweep for the gym class. I'll take Indiana.
I'm going to take Michigan here. Tom Crean starting to get a little interesting there in Bloomington.
Got to take the Oppo. Oppo tacos for everybody. I'll take Michigan.
All right.
Harbaugh will not be spending the day with anyone before that game.
The last game today, Northwestern at home hosting Nebraska. The Wildcats are favored by 8.5 points, and then the tiebreaker, we will pick the total points scored in this weekend's Pro Bowl.
I love it.
So Mark Dukes, I didn't want to put the over-under on. A, I couldn't find it. They haven't released it yet, but B, it always goes over. So right. We're just picking the points as a tiebreaker.
Seems like a lot of points in that basketball game, but I think Nebraska's hit the skids, and Northwestern's playing for a lot. Give me the Cats.
Alex Kuhn is up next.
You want the points now as well?
Yeah, tiebreaker.
Oh, give us the points.
120.
I love it.
I like Northwestern at home, and I'm going to go with 100 even.
I am going to go with Nebraska here, and we see Northwestern, the wheels come off all the time. They may win this one. Let's just assume that it's going to be a close game, and... What's Trevor May's uniform number for the Twins, Mark? Isn't he 65? 65 and 65, I believe, adds up to 130.
6.5 is his ERA, too.
Whoa, wow. That's too fresh, man. 130? Are you taking 130?
Trevor's not still in town. I'm listening to this.
We're going to go to Minneapolis. Trevor M on line one for Mark.
That's DJ Hey Beef.
How was the hot stove last night?
It was good.
Guys.
We're going to talk a little bit about it coming up here in 3 or 4 minutes. Are we bleeding over?
Yes, we are. By God. Welcome to the APC here at KGYM.
Let it.
Tyler.
We got it. You got to take Nebraska. Scott took Northwestern.
I haven't taken anybody.
He hasn't taken anybody yet.
Well, his two teammates took Northwestern.
Yeah, I think he's going to take Northwestern as well, so I'll take the Huskers. And you know what? Unless somebody wants to be that guy, I'll take one. I personally don't believe anybody wants to go to Orlando, even for
Sean,
an extra payday.
I'm going
to
pencil Sean in for two right now. All right, Scott. Ended on a strong note. The penultimate edition of the Carl and Ernie's Pick Six this year.
Kitty, 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 kitty.
Thank you.
You are right. I'm taking Northwestern.
I knew it.
In this one, they're too good for a reeling Nebraska team. I will take slightly on the conservative side at 83.
Well, you had anywhere between 1 and 100 to work with.
I'm going to go with 83.
We'll get Sean's picks at a later date, but right now we need six callers, 319-366-1600. Pick one of the prognosticators, and whoever did the best job this week is going to win you a $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City. And since Sean is not here, I'll say it for him. Saturday night, Coach's Corner. I have a feeling they will be keeping the kitchen open at both locations after the Iowa-Ohio State game.
Yeah, and that'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off for that one. And Iowa-Ohio State tomorrow night wrestling, too. I'm sure that will be a place will be hopping tomorrow as well. All right, guys, APC, what's coming up, Tyler? What's coming up?
Well, we're going to be chatting with Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com, talking about really Iowa falling apart last night, never really getting their feet under them in Champaign. We're also going to be chatting with Tommy Burch, I believe. Yes, Tommy Burch in the Des Moines Register.
Never He's heard of him.
Talking about Iowa State's trip to Nashville for the Big 12 SEC Challenge. It's Woodshaw on a Thursday. We're going to talk hot stove. We're going to talk a lot of things about Major League Baseball, including the Cedar Rapids Colonels and more.
Real quick on the text line, 6657 says, traffic has come to a complete stop on Highway 13 going north at the Mount Vernon Road intersection.
Yeah, they were listening to our segment. They were listening to us make picks.
They were trying to put together a 10-team parlay.
Well, you guys sure you don't want another 15
Well, your
or
doctor couldn't
minutes?
Come in for an interview today?
Dude, look, I'm trying to keep my voice 100 over here. I'm trying to keep my voice
hot
A1
tea,
steak
man.
Sauce.
Hot tea. Hot tea.
Yeah, you guys tell me that, and then I'm on the shelf for 3 weeks.
All right, APC coming your way next here on KGYM. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM.